Sue Hakes. She is a county commissioner, and you folks met for a lengthy meeting again.
8:30 to 4:00.
You're really putting in your money time. Yep.
Yeah, the meetings are long. We have a lot going on.
We do.
We did some good work.
Let's start with the David Betts, county engineer, was in and looking at a 5-year transportation improvement plan, which is thick enough to choke a horse, as they say, but there's lots of interesting information in there.
You know, it's a great report, and it is thick, but a lot of it is maps.
Yes, I noticed
that. So it's kind of fun to go through and look for your neighborhood and find out what's going on. But basically, they've proposed 8 projects, just about $11 million over the next 5 years. Coming up right away in 2013, in fact, we're already under contract for it, is a bituminous replacement of about 6 miles of Highway 7 between 61 and County Road 6. And that work is due to start any day.
And it's jubilation in the studio from some of us who live out that way.
And that's, they're going to try their very best to keep one lane open all the time. And I hope they'll be able to do that. And they should be completed in August 2013.
Okay. Let's move right into the school trust land discussion, because you had a couple of people there, one from the Forest Service and one from the DNR.
We did. Complex issue. But Elizabeth Schlieff from the U.S. Forest Service, she's a realty specialist there, and Aaron Vandalindy, who is the DNR School Trust Land Administrator, came to give us an update. And basically what they have let us know is that the Forest Service is moving ahead with their standard procedure, if you will, to move forward with a formal proposal to exchange approximately 30 acres of school trust land in the boundary.
Excuse me,
30,000.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Thank you for catching that one. 30,000 acres of school trust land in the boundary waters with 30,000 or equivalent monetary value of acres from the Forest Service outside the boundary waters. And then there is a plan or a proposal to purchase about 60,000 of school trust land. And the idea from Mr. Vandalindy's perspective is to build up the school trust fund so that it's more financially viable and better able to support the schools. Of course, there are a lot of issues surrounding that.
Yeah.
But they are moving forward with that. And if you want to go to my blog, I do have a link to the Forest Service outline of that project. And if you want to call me and talk any part of that through with me, I'm happy to answer questions. I will say that it's complex. I will say that Cook County doesn't have a lot of influence over the process, but we are important to the process. And we made that very clear yesterday that we want to be a part of those discussions, and we want to make sure that we do whatever is best for Cook County from a financial perspective and also from an environmental perspective.
Now, the land exchange is basically going to go over into St. Louis County, if I recall.
We asked them, you know, if we trade X number of acres of our Boundary Water School Trust land, does that mean we'll get Forest Service land in Cook County? And they can't answer that question, but the implication is that it will be traded for Forest Service lands in St. Louis County. Yeah. That's the suspicion. I shouldn't say suspicion. That's the, you know, what's anticipated by many. The purpose of those exchange lands will be for mining, for timber logging, or potentially some wetland credits. And so,
yeah, because I think the law says that that land has to be managed for the highest return, financial return, which
yes, there
sometimes
are
is a good thing and sometimes isn't.
There are some organizational goals that compete here. And so, you know, of course, the Boundary Waters is super precious and a part of our economic and cultural world here in Cook County. So we want to make sure that we protect that. And we also want to make sure that when this does go through, at least in part, we want to make sure that we get our PILT funding that we deserve, which is the Ty Blotnick funds, which were at risk last year, but they're approaching this now through an administrative process as opposed to legislatively, so we should be able to protect those funds better.
Yeah, we should make it clear that if you exchange a piece of state land that is within the boundary waters, then it falls under the aegis of the Forest Service.
Yes.
And is managed as part of their plan.
Very well said.
Okay. Thank you. Well, let's move on to the County Administrator Coordinator discussion. Where we are with that?
Well, the county board is moving forward to hire an administrator.
Okay.
And I would say that Commissioners Martinson and Gamble have sort of taken the lead on this, and they are getting input from the county department heads. And they've also set up a public input meeting for Wednesday, May 22nd at the Community Center at 7 o'clock. If people have ideas about what they would like that person's role to be, they can sure come on up and share those ideas. Janet Simonen is leaving August 9th. We are not on track to have her replaced by then, which is scary. So we are talking about ways to accelerate the process or potentially take some of her human services responsibilities and farm those out, hire somebody to do it for us. Or potentially we could hire an interim person, but I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet.
Okay. Okay, finally, before I let you go, historic Gunflint Trail signage. This is the ones we're talking about is by the library, the original Gunflint Trail.
The bear and the...
Yeah, the bear and the canoe.
The canoe and in the boat. The Gunflint Historical Society, and I'd like to just give a shout out to John Schlut from the trail as well, have really been working hard to figure out how to get those restored and painted and looking good again. And so... they've raised about $3,500, and the Cook County Historical Society and the City of Grand Marais and the County Board are each going to chip in $1,500, so we have a total of $8,000. There's a bid out there to restore it for $7,500. I think Yarrow Korf is going to be the artist who is going to do that work, and hopefully the work will be done this July. There was some discussion, you know, over the years and again yesterday about whether they should be moved, but I don't think anybody is really moving toward that. It's a historical spot that they're in, and so they'll be staying where they are.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with County Commissioner Sue Hakes. She stops by periodically to talk about what went on at the county board meeting. Thank you so much, Sue. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.